Thank you again for listening. This is your third and final recording. This is Jan Yalha. Thank you for taking this journey with me throughout the months that we've been together, whether you're reading the book or listening to the audios or you signed up for this three-month course. We're right here at this moment of what's next. You've done all the work. You know who you are. Yes, you're always developing and knowing. But what's next for you? Where do you go from here with all this newness, with all this knowledge, with all this new understanding of creating your belief systems, knowing who you are, and how does it all work together? Let's understand your next. What's next for you is what you desire and what you create. And this is you opening up your third eye, your imagination, to say, I can do, be all things in all ways. Not that it's overwhelming, but it's a sense of pride, with courage, with knowing, that kind of settles into you now. And you're not pushing against the world. You're actually flowing with the energies. And as you flow with the energies, inside of your heart begins to open even more, where you creatively understand what you're creating in your reality now. Because once you understand what you're creating, then you get to create, learn, and implement. And you take that process over and over to create, learn, implement, structure it. And create, learn, and implement, and power it up into revealing you. You, this new experience of you, this you that you desire to know. And experiencing you become oneness. And as you're creating what's next for you, whether it be go on with more coaching, one-on-one with me, or whether it's just getting out there in the world and doing it now, whatever that is, it's right for you. What we're doing here is creating your next. So with your tunnel, inner vision, tunnel vision, right? There you go. This is your new channel. This is your channel. This is where you can create you. What do you want to experience? Put it out there on the screen. Step into it. Become it as one with it. The more and quicker you become one in trust with your vision, your dream, your next experience, the faster you experience it and it comes and goes and then the next thing comes. Many people get stuck in the creating. They either create, create, create and don't do, or they create and it comes and then they forget to create again. How do you know when you stop creating? You start nitpicking. You stop seeing the bad. You start seeing all the negativity. Instead of saying in the creative light of just this is an experience. And this experience for me is just for me. Do you get that? Throughout this book, it's always been about you. In creating the you. The unique you. The unique experience of you. So what's next for you is to learn your next. Learn to create your next. Understand your next. Keeping that channel open. So you can experience in this lifetime whatever it is you desire within your hearts to experience. And when your desire and your creation come together as one, it truly will manifest in the world of the physical realm for you. And when you're putting in the actions of being it and doing it right now, that implementation that you learn throughout the book and throughout the audios and the techniques and creating your infinite belief system. And you're always going to be creating your infinite belief system because there's no end. And if you can believe in one thing, you can believe in all things. But you get to pick it. You get to pick it. This is your power. And taking your power back to say, I'm going to create this for me. And I'm going to implement the action that it's going to take. And if I don't know the action, I'm going to pull it up on my board, on my screen, on my inner vision tunnel. And I'm going to see what I'm doing. Because then I can just do what I'm seeing, hearing, and feeling. And all of a sudden, your thought process just becomes oneness with your mindfulness. Whew. That takes a lot of weight off. So your thoughts are now in line with your desires, which are in line with your heart. So you don't have the push-pull struggle between your values and your beliefs. So when you jump in to implement it, When you step forward, implement it, you're implementing at a pace that's in balance. And the head's not going in front with the ego, and the heart's not staying behind with the soul. It's a oneness. And we're even going to see where your oneness is right now. Yep, you got it. Put your hands on your lap. Let's get ready. Here we go. We're going to take that side of you that holds your spirit and that holds your knowingness and your trust in your soul. And we're going to bring it out on the right or left hand, whichever hand comes out for you is right for you. And then we're going to bring out the ego, that part of you that holds thoughts in the physical realm and the just all those daily things that you already know that you know. And we're going to pull out the ego on the other hand and see if they come into alignment. If one of them's ahead of the other, ask, what are you doing? Come back in alignment. Because if one's in front of the other, you're going to have to repeat a pattern to get back in balance. And who wants to repeat, right? So are your hands together? Are they far apart? Look at the dynamics. Take a breath. Bring them in. When they collapse together into oneness, when they just come together in oneness, you know you're in balance with your ego and your spirit, soul, mind. So if you got some separation, go ahead and ask, what do you do for me? And what does that do? And what does that bring me? Until you get to peace and happiness and joy, or whatever that word is for you that brings you together. And integrating that whole dynamic of your ego, spirit, soul, mind, body. Bringing it all into balance so that when you create, and as you create from a oneness. And this oneness brings you on balance aboard. Not your mind wanting one thing, but your thoughts telling you another, and your soul pulling you this way, and you're like pulling in three different directions, and you haven't even moved yet. We've been there, right? We've all been there. So now it's a breath of fresh air to open up and say, in oneness, I create this for me, this experience for me. And you plug in your this. What do you want this experience to be? Not how it's going to be, where it's going to be. How do you want it to be? What do you desire it to be? That feeling of desire. Now your desires and your wants are in alignment. Go ahead and check it. On one hand, bring out your desires. On the other one, bring out your wants. Are they together? If they're separated, chunk down by asking the question, because there's a fear that's holding them apart. Find that fear. There you go. And when your hands come together, deep breath in and release. The more your hands are in balance, the more your mind, body, and spirit's in balance. You can do this as a daily check or a moment's check or after you've gotten mad at somebody, right? Pull your hands out. Okay, ego, what was that about? Oh, that was about me not liking the situation instead of going with it. Oh, it was about the other person. They were having a bad day. You're going to get answers so quickly. You're going to hear, see, and feel them so quickly just by tapping into truth of you and implementing that truth, that next truth for you. What is true for you in your next experience? That you're going to enjoy it? That it's already here, that it's okay to have abundance, it's okay to have this experience, it's okay to think about you, it's okay to create from you, it's okay to give to others through you. Energy's always flowing. So for those of you that are thinking that you're hoarding money, or you're hoarding this, or you're hoarding that, you're really stopping your own energy flow. Because your energy flow goes and comes and comes and goes, right? The ebb and flow. So releasing back into the universe what you've been given will allow you to produce more. And more. And that's why you're more than that. As you give yourself freely to the world into ways with your gifts, your talents, your passions, your desires, What you truly, really receive is a hundredfold back, a thousandfold times back, a million times fold back, whatever that is for you. And it don't always come in one way. Like, it's not always just money. It's not always just feeling. It could be more and more connections. It could be more and more experiences that you didn't even think of that are happening now. But to implement and structure and power up to reveal this new you is where you take you, all of you, and step into that realm. And if you're sitting down, go ahead and stand up and step into that person, that next person that you desire to be, that person that you already know you are, just experiencing it now. Because the next in you is your now of you. Because every moment is now, 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 now. You're not who you were 5 seconds ago because I already gave you more information which changed you in some way. I added to you in some way. I've taken away from you in some way. Do you get that? So when you live in this moment of now, of trust, the worry's gone. The fear is released. And the joy and the peace that can come within you now, because you're so open to it. And when you power that up to say, I'm stepping out and I'm stepping into me, all of me, without reservation, that's creating your next. And you learn from your next, not was it good or bad, but what did it teach me? And what can I do with that? And maybe it's just a knowing that you need to know and there's nothing to do, and that's okay too. But taking your day as your present, as you're unwrapping your gift from the moment your eyes open until you unwrap that last piece before you go to bed. What was that gift look like today? How did it come to you? How did you receive it? With gratitude? With negativity? With peace? And don't judge yourself if you go negative. You're still learning. So accept it to be, okay, that was negative. What's three things you could have looked at? What's three perspectives that could have changed that from being a negative to a positive or being just is? When you implement your structure, we're not talking about structures or your boundaries. We're truly talking about the structure of you and your experience and what that looks like. What it feels like, what it sounds like, what it smells like, what it tastes like. All those senses, wrapping it up so that your reticular factor gets it. You're ordering direct from the universal God source. And you're allowing with gratitude the thankfulness to be the fuel that brings it in to your physical reality. Because if you're in gratitude and you're in creating, what are you not in? The doubt and the fear that causes the miscommunication in the universal realm of what we want, what we are, what we're being. Because that higher emotion will always win out. So if fear is greater than your desire, it's not going to come. You might get bits and pieces, but the totality of the reality of it will not be there. So you need to release all fear around it. All fear around experiencing this is now released in joy and peace. Because I'm coming from the perspective, it is what it is. And it is what it is not saying that's all there is. It's just saying in this moment, it is what it is. You putting your beliefs out there. They're your beliefs. They're not beliefs you have to defend. It's not beliefs you have to have others believe. Because a lot of times your beliefs won't work for them. Your advice won't work for them. Because your reality is so unique to you that your next is going to be totally different from their next. And learning to stay within you and really honing in on you to discovering, to the revealing, to the understanding of you is definitely what's next for you. In this short time that we have together, we're going to do a meditation, and you can go back and play this meditation at any time. But this is really going to hone in, bring together all parts of you into one. Oneness of mind, oneness of body, and oneness of soul. So go ahead and close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. And just relax. We're going to relax the muscles from the top of the head. Relaxing them down into your frontal lobe. Feeling your facial muscles relax, creating this natural smile. Allowing the muscles around your ears and your cheeks to just relax. And relaxing your throat, your chest, and your stomach, and your arms, and your fingers. Relaxing your buttocks, relaxing your hips, your legs, and your knees, your ankles, and your feet. So relaxed. Focus on your breathing. So relaxed, as if all those parts are just kind of floating right there. Feel your body floating. Feel your mind floating with your body. And just allow this relaxed feeling to go down through your body. Bring that relaxation up your legs, up your back. Clear up your spine. Just allow it to rise higher and higher. Higher and higher. Releasing the neck muscles and the shoulders. Just being totally at peace. Letting go. Raising it up to the back of your head. Coming back over the front of your body. And this just continually relaxes you as you breathe. In and out. In and out. And the unconscious mind is taking all the learnings that I ever learned and putting them to oneness of peace, oneness of knowing, oneness of balance, oneness of love. Easily and effortlessly, they all align. Aligning within your mind, aligning within your body, and allowing the spirit, the energy of the spirit, to align with you. The body-mind connection to the soul. If your body needs to move, let it move. Deep breath in and release. Empowering you, empowering you in oneness. In this oneness of your learning, your creativity, your intuition, your signs, your structure, your desires, your belief, your faith, your trust, your hope, it's all rolling into one experience now. And the unconscious mind is just allowing that all to integrate, and the body is integrating as well, clear down into the mitochondria of your DNA. Clear down into every cell, the mitochondria of your DNA is coming into complete balance, complete structure, complete action, complete powering of you. This is your time. This is your experience. This is your journey. This is you, creative uniquely. Creative so uniquely that you actually just are unique. And you know it. And you love it. And you know that you love you. And knowing that you love you, all else follows. Breathing deeply in and deeply out. Deeply in. Deeply out. Learning, understanding, and implementing all that you learned through the books, through the audios, through the recording is now bringing into oneness this great power in you, this great power within you that you're connected to your universal God source, which is powering you up, and you are now the mirror reflection of your God. And you now hold within you that belief that in all ways, always, you are unique in you. Deep breath in, releasing it out, building in trust, faith, and hope, bringing them to oneness with abundance, with creativity, with experience, with knowledge, and knowings. All come into the one of you, aligning the mind-body connection of the spirit of the soul, reality. I'm going to count from 1 to 5. With each number, you'll just come back up slowly into the room. 1 and 2, bringing your awareness. 3, bringing your awareness behind your eyes, filling your eyes. 4, allowing you to feel underneath you with your seat. And 5, bringing you back into the room with your eyes open, fully awake, and you just feel amazing right now. I want to thank you for this journey as we learn and grow together. I want to invite you to meet with me via phone, Skype, in person, at an event, however it works for you, it works for you. I'm open to receiving and helping your energies and helping you become the best you to experience all those things that you now have recorded in your journal, recorded in your heart, in your mind, opening up to the passion in you, the knowing in you, taking you to new levels of reality, and even more than that, and even more than that. Because revealing you is now stepping out there without a care, but with grace and love, and saying, this is who I am, without excuse. This is who I'm being, without excuse or reason. You lost the because's. You lost the excuses. So all you have now is to experience all your desires from your heart, from your mind, aligning them so they come into the physical reality faster and faster, faster and faster. I am ready, I am willing, and I am being. Go ahead, say it again. I am ready, I am willing, and I am being the unique me that I came here to be, with the abundance that I now know I desire, that is my gift and my right for me now. Release. Be gentle and kind to yourself. Take your journey as it comes. Create it as you go. Always use a book. It's a walking journal. You can go back and do it at any time. It'll fit right in your life wherever you are. Each time you go back and read it, each time you hear play the audios, you're going to hear, know, see, feel something new. So this is for you. This is my gift to you. As you gave to me, I truly give you the abundance of you. And with that, we're going to wrap up this series. You're going to know how to find me at JanielleHuff.com. So go create, learn, implement, and structure, and power up to the real you. Reveal you new every day. Reveal you new every day. Reveal you new every day. Because you do every day get a new you to be you in a new way, in a new moment, in a new time. Thank you. And until we meet again, stay at peace, my friend.